So Ayoko Ono.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Ayako Ono.
Ayako Ono.
Ayako Ono is easier to remember, isn't it? Yoko. One Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono.
And you're not related to Yoko Ono.
It looks like a Yoko Ono, isn't it?
But you're not related.
A long time, maybe 1,000 years ago.
A thousand years ago.
Like
you're a distant cousin.
Yeah.
Of Ono. That's your family name.
Yeah.
So you're now doing stand-up comedy.
Yes. It's, yeah. New career. I want to try. Yeah.
But you're doing like a a ventriloquist act.
Yes. Actually, I'm in the entertainment business quite a long time. But not really comedy, but I've been working for radio and TV in Japan and Singapore for 8 years. And I decided to come with my master. He's a comedian. Japanese comedian.
What's his name?
Kakusho. He's been done like Montreal, many comedy festivals, and he was sent by Japanese government as a cultural exchange ambassador or something.
And does he do stand-up comedy or does he do puppetry?
Actually, he does a sit-down comedy. We call Rakugo with 400 years of history. That's a traditional Japanese art form.
Right.
Best described for
Say it
Rakugo
again slowly.
Is
Rakigo.
Rakugo.
Rakugo.
Rakugo. Best described for Rakugo is sit-down comedy.
Sit-down
Yeah,
comedy.
We sit down and kneel down like this.
Yeah.
And do some comedy.
And do you tell stories?
Yeah, tell the story. Tell jokes, tell story. Not like a stand-up comedy like here. More like a tell story. Yes.
That's funny.
It's funny to Japanese. I don't know for you. But we do in English, the people love. But we do more with puppet. Comedy with a puppet. But not like a traditional puppetry at all. Not like a bunraku or a kabuki. Not the serious stuff. All based on comedy.
And are they traditional characters and traditional stories, or are they fresh stories to each individual?
We have many. I can do traditional story as well, but I do my own original show with the puppets. Lots of like jokes and surprise. And I do.
So where do you get the stories from? Your own life experience, or?
Depends on the story though. Some of them are based on the traditional story. Some of them are like so like introducing Japan, like a part of a workshop, but put lots of like jokes in it. It's quite hard to describe jokes.
It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Like, and this has been going on for 400 years in Japan.
Yes. Yes, yeah.
And do women do a lot of it?
No, actually, no women. My Rakugo name is Shofukute Shoko. Shofukute has 400 years of history as well, and many family trees. If you want to be professional Rakugo performer, you have to be protege. You have to find the master, your favorite master, to ask to be protege. And finally, master give the protege name, the big name. So only certain people has this name, and then most, yes, Rakugo is for men's world, all men, but recently, maybe in 20 years, that's 20 years, women start to be Rakugo performer.
So how did you get into it?
I met my master in Singapore when I used to work for radio station. He was my guest on the radio show. And his story is so funny. I knew him before, and I saw his show. And I don't want to do, you know, boring like a radio DJ anymore. I want to be comedian. And I always wanted to be, but I thought it's, you know, impossible. It's very hard. But, you know, why not? So I decided to come with him to London and start to do for families, start to do for kids. And
so is he based in London?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was the first thing you did with him?
That was the first one. First one was in embassy, Japanese embassy. They invite kids, but from like a private schools. We are kind of very well behaved kids, and in such an atmosphere, you know, the Japanese embassy, and we have to do the comedy. They're so quiet. The kids are so well behaved. And we did that. Yeah, they love, but I found this very hard. Reactions not so much. What I did in the same script in Japanese, to Japanese kids. They are so excited, laugh so much. But because just direct translate in English, that time I was just, you know, didn't know so much about British humor. So I just did the Japanese humor. They laugh, but it's not so much.
So were these British children you were performing to, or were they Japanese children?
I do both, but the first gig was to British children.
Oh, wow.
Wow, it's tough, but they're great.
So what was, did he rehearse with you before that gig, or what happened?
Now I do my own show, so I don't, you know, rehearse with him. But yes, before, yeah, it's when he goes to the big festival or something, I could do in before him. Like he gave me the time 10 minutes before him, so he does the main show.
And did he give you a script in the beginning, and then you developed your own?
Yes, of course, he helped me the script.
Write a script, right.
Yes, he's been doing the comedy business in 20 years. He kind of knows, so he told me. But he respect more like, encouraged me to make original things, because it's original the best. So he tried not to force me to do, but I really need advice as well. So he used to teach me, but now it's, I do more like a completely my own original things.
And what would you say in your experience, because I know you've only recently started moving into proper stand-up clubs, what would you say is the main difference between Japanese humor and British humor?
Oh, yes, yes. Usually our stand-up is always two persons, not one person. We always like two persons, the three persons to do the stand-up comedy in Japan. It's not talking about rakugo. Rakugo is one person, sit down. That's traditional. The trend, like, you know, new comedian in Japan is always two persons. And also, in Japan, we can't talk to audience. But here, we have to talk to audience. You have to interrupt them. But in Japan, we can't really like, we are so shy, and then we can't embarrass audience. But here, we have to embarrass audience. And so even my master, it has 20 years, you know, career.
Experience.
He was like, oh, he had an even harder time here. And then what? It's like, what I, you know, I did my ventriloquist comedy at the comedy club, and some other people advised me, you have to embrace people, and embrace audience. Oh my God, it's the opposite. It's really, really interesting. Yeah.
And if you did that to a Japanese audience, they would just sit there quiet and go embarrassed if you did that.
Yeah.
Would they?
You're going to be careful in Japan. No one does that in a, like, it's like a, it's kind of a rule. We don't say it, but it's like kind of a rule.
Because that is almost the opposite rule in this. The rule is you have to get involved with the audience and pretend it's a conversation, even if it's not.
It's
even opposite. If it's material, you pretend it's a conversation or it's a two-way street. We have what we call the fourth wall, where you stay beside one wall, and that's the difference between theatre and stand-up. In theatre, you stay behind the wall. In stand-up, you don't have a wall. You break through and you communicate with the audience, and you have that two-way.
I think because of the distance, because we don't hug each other, we don't shake hands. When we like say, you know, greetings, and we just bow, we don't touch people. We always have some like a kind of distance.
Space. Yeah.
That's we think polite. So that's why even comedian can not, you know, step into the audience
space.
Yeah.
And what about the jokes themselves? Do you have like a set up punch as a joke, or is your joke form very different?
Yeah, everybody does different style, I'm sure. Because I'm of course obviously new, you know, in comedy career. But yes, punchline. We really. Yeah, have lots of punchline, but especially the ending has to have like a best, strongest punchline. Yeah, that we think everywhere same.
So do you, as a child, did you have those jokes like you have in England when little children tell each other terrible jokes like why did the chicken cross the road and, you know, all these ridiculous English jokes that children tell each other. Do you have the same in Japan?
No, it's like I found the joke more like a talking bubble joke is quite different, but more action or what to say?
Physical
and it's quite, I think, similar and the same.
Right.
But the language is, I don't know, I think it's quite different.
I know, yeah. I wish I could speak Japanese and then I could ask you, like, do you play with language in Japan as we do in English?
Oh, yes, a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, and even I do play with, you know, language as well in my material. Yeah.
In English, but you can do that in Japanese.
Oh, yes,
right.
We do that.
Because in German, for instance, it's very hard to play with language because it's so strictly structured.
Oh.
But it's the way that they tell jokes is very different, and I wondered whether, unfortunately, I don't know Japanese at all to be able to know whether you can play
we
around
do.
With meaning. Right.
Yeah, we do a lot. Yeah.
You do a lot. So where does your comedy come from?
I'm still like, I just, you know, I made my new material as well, but I more like make a joke about myself, like my experience here, or as a Japanese woman, you know, or like try to be everything from alive. And I didn't realize, because I was trying to be like a comedian here, but it's impossible, because it's me, I have to be myself. That's realized, they said, I try to joke myself, or something alive, something, you know, show something in everyday things. Yeah, and also because I'm ventriloquist, I try to be more like a visual, so I make it more like more energetic and more crazy. And yeah, he's much more like a violence, like a very Japanese kid's violence, and visually funny.
And when you came to Britain to start your career doing comedy, what did you expect to find?
What did I expect to find?
Because being in Singapore, you probably met a few English people.
Oh yeah, so many English people.
Right.
Many
so what English was your people. Preconception when you came to London? Did you sort of expect people to be more formal? Or?
I thought, but I heard lots of story from the, I had a friend, English friend in Japan, in Singapore. I heard a lot, so I didn't surprise at all. I found it much harder, and people are very tough. And then,
in what way tough?
Tough for everything, for very, to survival, very, you know, really strong, yes, no. I don't like it, I like it, it's very direct and straightforward. And then if it's not funny, no smile.
We don't laugh out of politeness.
we laugh for politeness. That's why it's funny though. I had an organized gig, especially for Japanese people. Some English comedian was there. They did gig for Japanese people. And actually he didn't do well. But he said to the lady, "Thank you for your smile." It's funny. Because, you know, they're like... smiling.
They were being helpful.
Yeah.
And polite.
Polite, yeah.
So have you done any comedy back in Japan since working here?
Oh, yes. It's all for kids, though. How many times have I been back to Japan? Yeah, several times. I did for the kids event. And it's not kids, it's a family event.
Sure.
Including kids. Yeah. But in Japan, it's like even like a comedy club. We can't talk about, like, we can't talk to audience, we can't talk about sex, we can't talk about so many things, you can't do this. So that's what almost like, I think, all the comedy clubs, like, almost like a family show. So here is not, you really have to have, like, two different types of material if I want to do both adult and kids.
Or Japanese or British.
Yeah.
You've
maybe
got
one,
to split it. As many different personalities as possible.
Yeah, I'm still not sure which is the, you know, best way for me. But at the moment, the beginning, I want to try both family and then comedy club. I enjoy both. Both, yes. So
different challenges.
Yes.
And do you have, do you know many other Japanese comedic performers, stand-up performers that are women in Japan?
No, not many. I saw on TVs, yes, but not my friends. I know them, yeah. No, there are some.
And
but
would
more
they,
men.
They're more men. And would the women be able with an adult audience to do sex and all these things that are banned, or would they still have to be very polite and stay?
It's compared to here, much politer, but, you know, have to be feel too polite. It's not funny at all. So they can be, it's, you know, not polite, but there's a borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talk about, like, you know, maybe more everyday things when you go to supermarket, you know, find that kind of people, describe people, so everybody can relate the topics.
Right, but they still say they wouldn't be able to go into risque areas of sex or anything like that.
Some people, one guy now very, very, very popular now in Japan, very trendy.
What's his name?
Always Japan is so quick. You once become famous, but next year gone.
Really?
Yeah, some people stay like 20 years, 30 years, long time. But many young comedians become sick because big comedy agents in Japan. So they're just kind of, you know, they're using the...
They turn them around very quickly.
Yeah, very, like a disposable.
Really?
Yeah, and of course, good comedian always stay long. But
so that must be quite hard to build up the experience if you're suddenly picked up and made famous and then...
Yeah, that's why they've gone so quick. But a person who does, like, you know, the lots of small gigs and then, you know, not on TV, but is doing many gigs and finally become famous. They are much more, I think, you know, more...
Of course, a longer
life. Yeah.
And where do you see yourself going with your comedy? And maybe I ask everybody this, where do you see yourself maybe in 5 years' time?
5 years' time? And I can see family actually easily though. I could do like a big theater or even like a, I don't know. I've done the puppet theater. It was like a quite happy little Norwich puppet theater. It was quite big and Little Angel theater. But I could do maybe, I don't know. I want to do, yeah. Family show, I can see, but for the comedy by myself, I think because of my personality, I cannot be just very much adult, but still Japanese way. I can't be embrace people too much. It can't help it.
It would go against your too much of it.
But maybe some Japanese element in it. Mm. That I can imagine. Some Japanese element, a little bit cultural, artistic, but still comedy. And then I want to do like Apollo Theater or somewhere.
And have your own show.
That'd be great, yeah.
And you would prefer to stay with a live audience than work in television, or do you think that as well?
I prefer live audience.
Yeah.
TV is maybe, you know, good to advertise yourself, but I think TV I found depends on the producer, and it depends on the program, maybe it's not really... And also, of course, I'm not ready yet. Once you develop your character, become, you know, you do good gig live, maybe you can be on TV. But until then, it's all up to producer. They just tell you what to say and everything, almost. So I, yeah.
You mainly want to stay with the live audience.
That's more fun.
Yeah.
That's why I
yeah.
enjoy more radio, because yeah. it's so live. When
yeah.
anything what I say, and they reply me email or fax on the spot, it's so much fun, yeah.
You can do it. Well, thank you very much. That's fantastic.
Thank you.